Hi, this is Mark Cuban. Everybody knows I'm the Mavs' number one fan. What? You think you are? Then prove it at the HPInsider.com. See you soon.
We've studied the tapes and gone over the assignments. Get your playbook ready. It's Game Plan Wednesday, your midweek breakdown of this week's game on the Michael Irvin Show. 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
And this week's game, of course, is the hated Washington Redskins. Their 27 points against Denver last week was their highest point total of the year, of the Jim Zorn era. They have not had a two-game winning streak since last October. The two teams they beat were Cleveland and Detroit. Ouch. It is Game Plan Wednesday, presented by Applebee's. Michael is meeting with the commissioner as we speak.
What? I don't know.
Yeah, they're talking over the good and the bad of the NFL. Nathaniel Newton Jr.
Yes, sir.
Joins us for the full show here. And also, we're pleased to have on Game Plan Wednesday, as we do every Game Plan Wednesday, Darren Woodson, three-time Super Bowl winner and all-around champion. And ESPN NFL analyst. Darren, this game, special meaning?
Well, the rivalry, yeah, of course, because you always know you're going to get each other's best effort. And it didn't matter. You can throw out the records and all. You know, there were times when the Redskins were really bad, and, you know, we knew we were going to have a game against them. So, you know, I think this, you know, I think the Redskins feel like, hey, we've been there before. Santana Moss' eyes light up every time he comes to Texas anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to have some confidence, especially coming off that win last week. So, you know, they're going to try to win this game. But at the same time, you know, the Cowboys can control their own destiny. I think they're at home. They're at home field advantage this week. They're going to be confident also that they could beat the Redskins. So we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Hey, Woody, it's been a lot of complaining around the Metroplex that the Cowboys need to run the ball. The Cowboys need to do this and this. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you know that Jason wants to throw.
They need to run the football. You see it. You saw it last week that, you know, I think this team is built offensively. They're built to stay in tight, run the football. I think when they get in trouble is when teams put them in passing situations where they have to, the offensive line has to sit back and protect the quarterback. I just don't think they're that great there. I think they're more of a team that offensively that wants to line up and punch you in the mouth and move forward. And I think that's what happened this week. They got away from, or this past week, they got away from the run. They wanted to throw the ball down the field. They had no balance in that offense. And Don Capers even said it after the game. Hey, listen, I just, you know, they're one-dimensional. We just put them in pass situations. We brought five-man pressures the rest of the day. So, what? You know, it makes it harder for an offense to move the ball when you're a one-dimensional football team.
My question to you is, I see a lot of people, and I hear a lot of people say, well, the three-headed backs, and well, we missing Felix Jones. Should this thing be predicated on one running back? Don't we have two good, capable running backs, even if Felix is not full of strength?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you know what it is? I think you got Barber. I know he had the thumb injury this week. But you still have Felix. You know, you got basically have three running backs at your choice. You can just pick from one to the other. And you really don't have a ton of drop off with all three of them. So I think that's where your strength is. I think your strength is that your offensive line is big, oversized guys that like to run the football. And I guarantee if you go to each one of those guys, they're going to say, we prefer to run the football than sitting back pass blocking all day. I think that's their personality. I think that's why they're here as Dallas Cowboys, because they're strong road graders. That's what they are.
Darren Woodson on the Michael Irvin Show. It's Game Plan Wednesday. Darren, does it hurt the Cowboys to try and use all three? Is it disrupting?
No, I don't
is
think
it
so.
Disrupting the flow of one running back getting a lot of carries?
You know, I think ego wise, maybe it does for the guys personally. And I'm sure Marion Barber wants to be the guy. I'm sure Tassar Choice thinks he's the guy. And then Felix, you know, he's the explosive player, and I think he feels like he should be. But at the same time, I think it doesn't affect the Cowboys at all. I think you plug them in and you run the football. I think, you know, your running backs are great, but your offensive linemen are the ones who are going to make your running backs that much greater. And they, and again, you know, they are a dominant force. And I was talking to Mark Schlereth just the other day, Nate, and he was talking about the offensive line the same way. You know, we sat down and watched the film of the game. He said, listen, when they stay in tight, you watch this group, when they stay in tight, they are motivated when they're running the football consistently. I'm talking about 3-5 yard pops here and there, and you can see the energy in the offensive line the next play. You know, when they run the ball consistently, that's that energy that they have, that pride that they have. But when they start getting in passing situations, you can sort of see the emotions of that offensive line.
My body language.
And it's the truth.
Yeah, Darren, what's the most dangerous thing about the Redskins?
You know, watching that game last
The wounded animal aspect of it?
I'm sorry?
The wounded animal aspect?
No, I think the secondary, I think the Washington Redskins secondary can give you some problems. I think if I had to look at one part of that team, that's it. I could say, well, you know, they'll take some chances, they'll jump some routes. That's the group that I would be a little concerned for if I was Tony Romo. You know, you just can't float that ball out there because you know those guys will end up going smooth. Will definitely try to jump a route. But you know, I'm watching that film, that game last week against Denver. That's a poor team. That's not this is not a very good. I mean, offensively they ran the ball pretty consistently. They didn't throw the ball worth a dang. And Jason Campbell doesn't get the ball down the field to his weapons and doesn't have time most of the time because they're terrible at pass blocking. But they're just not that good of a team. And then, you know, you bring in Albert Haynesworth, pay him all that money, and they're still one of the worst teams against the run. And he has an ankle injury this week. So if the Cowboys don't run the football this week, it would be a shame.
All right, Darren. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it very much.
No problem.
All right, every Wednesday, Darren Woodson, Super Bowl champion, on the Michael Irvin Show. The Mavs will host the Spurs tonight. That's the team that beat them in their last time they were beaten. We'll check on that next on the Michael Irvin Show.